and gentlemen, this is Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Staley of the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome to 49ers.com Niner Talk Podcast. Here's your host, Taylor Price.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Niner Talk. This is Taylor Price, and I'm joined by Tavares Gooden, goes by T-Good, at T-Good52 on Twitter. Make sure you follow him because he's a great tweeter and full of energy all the time. T, we were talking the other day about special teams and the mindset that it takes to really dominate, and you said you got to be a liver out there. You got to be someone who's really enthusiastic and play hard. Just tell our fans about the liver definition and how that applies to your game.
The only way that you can survive on this earth is to live. So, you only got two choices. You either live or die. So, basically, I had a friend of mine, great friend of mine, Blake Costanzo. Got to play with him last year. He was under Rob Ryan. I was under Rex Ryan. And they had a saying, you know, when we came in the league like you live. And, you know, that's play fast, long, and hard. So, I guess both of us came together and we just – that's all we knew. It's like you live, you know what I mean? And very hot, you know. It started to grow, and that's what it's all about, man. Playing football is just about life, you know, just living. And that's where that whole deal came from. It came from the Ryans, and both of us had opportunity to play for both of the brothers. So we got a nice piece of living.
Blake was definitely a great locker room guy. We all miss him and, you know, watch him do his thing in Chicago. But this Tony Montana squad movement, the way you guys kind of came together and really formed a top talented unit. I mean, the other day you were telling me the biggest thing is give our offense a short field to work with, give our defense a long field to work with. How much fun do you have with this camaraderie with this group? And you're telling me there's going to be some new guys that you don't want to divulge just yet, but got to be a great brotherhood forming with that group.
Absolutely. Just any opportunity that you can go out there and just play and not have to think and be excited about football, I think that's great. And that's what I think special teams is. I remember playing when I was a kid, playing Killer Man in the backyard, and that's what it feels like. You know, there's no thinking about it. Everything there is fun, and you want to get to that guy because every game we win, you know, we have special highlight tape, and you want to be a guy on that tape. You know, you want to be a guy – to be on that tape doing something. I mean, that's basically how I see things here, just because you want to be a part of it, you know, seeing all the guys go out there and do stuff, and you're like, man, I got to make a tackle inside the 20. I have to do something. I have to block a punt. I have to do something to get myself on this tape. And I mean, I take pride and joy in that, and that's one of the things that I look forward to each week is – one, winning, because if we don't win, we don't get that highlight tape. And two, to go out there and make a play, a big play, to help us win.
It's definitely noticeable when you're making big plays, because we always see the jumping celebration that you have with the X mark that you do. But, T, you're coming into your second season here with the Niners. You re-signed and feel a little bit more stability with where you're at. But you also had a son this offseason, your son Cadence. How important was that to you in your growth as a football player, as a man, just knowing that you have a son to kind of teach the way and grow it, raise him as a liver, as you put it earlier?
Well, basically, man, it basically keeps me out of trouble, you know, because I have priorities, I have responsibilities, which anytime you have responsibilities, I think those take priority over anything else. And my son being born really helps me put things in perspective. Like, I know now, you know, I don't want to be a guy that's on the news doing something stupid, messing up, because at the end of the day, he's always gonna have to deal with that. So as of now, you know, I try to keep straight. I try to be the best role model I can for my son, because me being an NFL player, I have a feeling that his superhero is gonna be real close to home. So I kind of just I make sure that I don't do the wrong things, just because I want him to know that his dad is somebody that he can look up to and that he can follow.
And definitely raising him the right way in the style department, I got to assume, because you're here rocking the UGG boots, and we've seen you with the gray stunner shades on, looking flashy and all that. You hooking the boy up with some nice baby gear to start, maybe some nice Niner crib clothes?
Between his mom and his aunts and my parents and her parents, he I think he has a better childhood than I had already. So he definitely has some cool outfits and cool clothes, and he's definitely styling. So it's not really me. It's them. Everybody else, the family, they're hooking him up and they're making it nice and they're making him look real nice. And I think I'll be the first person to buy him his first gold chain or something like that. But we gotta wait till he gets a little older first, because we don't want him to lose it.
this game coming up Thursday night, one last opportunity to get ready for the regular season, and that's coming around the corner as soon as we know it. But how much are you looking forward to just getting the things that you need to get ready for this one last week to get ready for September 9th?
This game right here is just another tune-up game. It's going to be a game to go out there and just one more game to see where I'm at, because you don't always get the same looks that you get in practice because you're playing with your teammates. And for me to go out there and go against all of us to go against some different competition, it really shows us where we're at. And we can also work on some things that we struggled with in the past and try to get better at those things. And also great conditioning for us. So I'm really looking forward to it. This last preseason game, I'm anticipating it, ready for it to be over so that we can move on and get ready for week one, because the regular season's coming fast. And Coach Harbaugh was talking about it earlier today, and I was getting goosebumps because I can't wait for the regular season. I can't wait to pick up where we left off.
T, appreciate your time. And I know you got a sandwich there waiting for you to attack. So I'll let you get to that in your meetings, and have a good day, man. Appreciate it.
Life, let's live.
What's up? It's Anthony Davis, starting right tackle for the 49ers, and you're listening to the only official 49ers podcast.
Welcome back to Niner Talk on 49ers.com. This is Taylor Price, and I am joined by Eric Branch of the San Francisco Chronicle, one of the best beat writers on the 49ers beat, covering the team inside and out, does a great job getting to know the players, what they're all about, and some of the people who have made big impact in their lives, write great feature stories. Eric, who do you got on tap this week? Who are we going to read about in the Chronicle?
Okay, well, we got actually a twofer. So we're going to have Alex Smith and LaMichael James. The LaMichael James story is a little more personal. I had an opportunity to go when the Niners played in Houston to make a side trip to Texarkana, where LaMichael grew up. So I talked to his sister, who's kind of a mother figure. She's 16 years older, and met with some of his high school coaches. And it was a lot of fun. Smaller town. I mean, not tiny town of like 60,000, but a real small town vibe. So they treated me very well. It was really fun.
That's got to be a neat thing. I saw one of the tweets that you had at @Eric_Branch, I believe is the Twitter name. But you were in 1 foot in the state of Arkansas, 1 foot in the state of Texas. That had to be a pretty unique experience.
Yeah, I'm sure people that grow up in Texarkana look at people like me and think, "What an idiot!" Because they're really not that excited by, being able to be in two states at one time. But no, I thought it was really cool, and that's what I said to the high school football secretary. I said, where can you go, and be in Texas and Arkansas at the same time? And being a friendly Texan, she drove me there. That was great. I showed my family, and they were mildly excited, not as excited as I was.
No road trip this week with the 49ers playing the San Diego Chargers at home Thursday night, but you talked about the Alex Smith story, and as we found out today from Coach Harbaugh, Alex Smith will see some playing time. The first team unit, not necessarily a pitch count for them, so to speak, but an individual basis, the guys are going to get reps depending on how they want to see them progress. Alex Smith making some strides last week, had a 44-yard touchdown. What do you want to see out of Alex this week and maybe that quarterback competition as a whole? It looks like this is the last chance to really figure out who's going to be that number three quarterback.
Yeah, I think, just in regards to the 49ers offense and defense, I think they're, fairly vanilla, certainly with what they're doing with Alex Smith. So I'm not too sure if we're going to see anything, too dramatically different. It sounded like they may have, Greg Roman said, that they didn't necessarily plan that play for Alex Smith to go deep to Vernon Davis on that wheel route against the Broncos, but he said they felt compelled to. So they may have felt compelled to because of the onside kick. I don't know if that fired him up. But anyway, I don't know if we're going to see anything, really exotic from the first team offense, for however long they're out there. But it will get really interesting, like you say, when the other quarterbacks get in, particularly, Scott Tolzien and Josh Johnson. I think Colin Kaepernick has obviously wrapped up the number two spot, but to me, from my these uneducated eyes, say Tolzien might have a little bit of an edge. He's looked just really accurate and very sharp. Whereas Josh Johnson has had a couple opportunities, you know, to hit some long balls, and he's missed several of those. So, you know, Josh Johnson with a really solid performance Thursday could erase that. You know, we saw Scott Tolzien play against the Niners last year in the final preseason game, and he looked really good. And the Chargers didn't keep him, but the Niners said, "Yeah, we want that." So that'll be to me the most intriguing part of Thursday's game.
Definitely important to watch to see how they progress and how they lead the team down on scoring drives. And you talked about this morning on Twitter. Greg Roman went on the radio and said Anthony Dixon is, you know, had his best offseason and done everything to get ready for the regular season, which, you know, leads a lot of us to believe that he might have earned his way onto the 53-man roster. You know, nothing's set in stone. Anything can happen this Thursday night game. But guys like Dixon, a lot of young guys who are former practice squad guys who are looking to make their way onto the team, Conrad Ruland comes to mind. Any of those guys really stand out to you as, I want to see how they fare under the lights that Thursday night, and what are they going to do to make their really last case to make this team?
Yeah, I think you mentioned Conrad Ruland. I really liked him. I mean, Matt Barrows of the Sacramento Bee has dubbed him the garbage man because he catches all the trash he throws. And so he looks like he's a guy, you know, he was on the practice squad last year. He's going to stick around in some shape or form, I would imagine. I like, you know, Nathan Palmer during offseason workouts in the early part of training camp was really opening some eyes, and he's quieted down a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays along with Chris Owusu. I think those are two guys. I don't think, you know, with a loaded wide receiver, core, the Niners have their 53-man options, but, you know, pretty intriguing practice squad options. And, you know, I guess depending on how it works out, they could keep both of them.
And in talking to you earlier in the locker room today, we were going to talk about some of the family stuff going on with you and the way you cover the team for your daughters. You always like to take a picture of the different road cities you're in and hold up some of their stuffed animals, I guess, to give them a little shout out. But, you know, Tavares Gooden was on the show. We were talking about his newborn son and what that means to him. How important is it you when you're covering the team to think about your family and really, I guess, represent them and think about them? Because I know it's tough being away on the road.
Yeah, it is. Mercifully, you know, it's not generally just 2-day trips. I don't think I could ever. I know my wife would no longer be married to me if I was an NBA or Major League Baseball writer. So thank goodness I'm an NFL writer, so I can remain married. But yeah, it's kind of fun. I have two daughters, 9 and 5, and so they like to give me a stuffed animal each to take on the road. So I put them on my hotel, you know, nightstand next to me, and I'm sure, you know, hotel maids might think this is a little odd to know who's staying there. But yeah, then I'll snap a picture of the stuffed animals in the press box. So it's always a little interesting when I go through security at these NFL stadiums. They look in my, you know, they check my computer bag and they see two stuffed animals. And usually they don't comment, but sometimes they'll give me a look, and you know, I'll just say it's kind of a long story, but I can explain if you'd like. But yeah, it's fun. You know, it is a nice way to remember the girls. And, it started a few conversations on the road, too.
Eric's definitely thoughtful when it comes to his family and very thoughtful in his offerings with the 49ers beat articles that he puts out and these feature stories that are awesome to read, and got to read up the old newspaper and, you know, really enjoy that stuff. And go online also and check it out. Eric does a great job covering the team. Eric, this last preseason game is going to be a really competitive one for all these guys making the team, and it's going to be a fun timeout for the guys making their last claims to play in the NFL. I know predictions aren't really important in the preseason, but do you think these guys really want to finish out with a win and make their last claim with a victory as 49ers, because they don't know when their NFL career is going to go next?
No, absolutely. I was talking to, you know, Chris Owusu yesterday, and he said it's different from, you know, some of the bigger games he played in at Stanford, but the stakes, you know, in a little bit different way are just the same. So I'm sure, you know, the nerves are going to be, you know, for these undrafted rookies, some of the draft picks. You know, just the same as a big college game, because, you know, there's so much on the line. Obviously, a little different set of circumstances, but, you know, so there will be intrigue, even though a lot of people, you know, who maybe don't appreciate that intrigue will have tuned out in the second half. But there will be guys playing for their jobs.
And we're going to find out who makes the 49ers 53-man roster on Saturday. 8 more players added to the practice squad. @Eric_Branch on Twitter does a great job for the Chronicle. Look for his tweets during the game and all of his post-game coverage. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. It was great.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the latest edition of Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Want to say thanks to our guests, linebacker extraordinaire Tavares Gooden and Eric Branch of the San Francisco Chronicle. This week, the 49ers will take on the visiting San Diego Chargers, who are 3-0 undefeated in the 2012 preseason. It's a 7 p.m. Pacific time kickoff at Candlestick Park. You can watch it on CBS 5 or listen on the radio by listening to KGO 810. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Make sure you download the 49ers Game Day Live app so you can get all of our post-game coverage right on your smartphone. And if you're able to get on the computer before the game, I'll be chatting with fans on 49ers.com and hour before kickoff. Thanks everyone for listening, and I'll be seeing you Thursday from Candlestick Park.